Hello, and welcome to episode 22 of Toxic Tea Podcast. I'm your co-host, Aaron.
And I'm Ashley, and we're married.
Yeah. Welcome back.
I can't stop saying that because people like called me out that 1 week.
People were like, so no, because like, we skipped
like
a week.
That's like our intro now.
No, people thought we were literally getting divorced. Like, you good? You skipped a week and you're not married?
I was like, whoa, what a week.
Nervous.
What a week.
Hi.
Hey.
Happy almost 4th of July. Happy July Eve.
4th. Thanks, I guess. It's not that serious of a holiday to me. Like, we talked about it, you know?
No, I actually hate fireworks.
Like, yeah, like, happy holidays, but, like, it's affecting my sleep because my dog can't sleep.
Yeah, shout out to the people who have dogs that hate fireworks.
Shout out to them and only them.
Shout out to the Trazodone.
Shout out to the Trazodone.
If you and know, the Bennies.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, and we will be giving. Waffles doesn't care.
He
can't even hear.
He has no idea what's going on.
We took him to a fireworks show one time, and he was sitting there front row, like
tongue out, smiling.
Like, it's beautiful.
It was. Yeah, no. Webby hears like a pen drop, and she's like runs into the bed.
She has trauma with those big ears.
She does. She hears everything.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're both working, so we're not really new these 2 days.
I don't
for
have
us.
Much. I'm pretty hype. Oh. Tomorrow. Wow. Well, today technically.
Oh yeah, you do have tomorrow off.
No, I do have some work. I decided.
Oh, okay.
I have one group I'm gonna work out in the morning, and then I'm gonna go work out myself.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna come home.
Nice.
And put my dogs up.
Your dogs.
Put my dogs up before you come home, and you're like, let's go outside.
I said, woof woof. Strap on your shoes.
No, it's fucked up. My dogs are still just they're always sore.
No, I'm actually sore from paddleboarding.
Just my right quad, really overusing it.
Yeah,
on the first paddle of the year.
Yep. We had such a fun time with our friends.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the sun. I don't. Yeah, I love it.
We were paddling. Got off the river at 9 p.m.
Well, all of a sudden, we looked. And I was like, the sun's down.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
I said, I can't wait to go home and eat snacks and watch shows. And I was like, we gotta go to bed.
It's fucking 9. Night. We got in the car. I was like, I'm wiped. Yeah. You're out there for like, 6 hours?
Yeah. It was so fun.
What a blast.
I'll never forget. Keaton doesn't even listen to this, but I'll never forget.
Shout out Keaton.
Shout out Keaton when you fell off your paddle board. Like,
no, ass hit the board first.
Ass hit the board first Feet and up. Then you fell off.
Feet up.
I lost
that was,
it.
That was the best fall of the day.
I know Allie's going to die listening to this.
That was the best fall of the day.
I'll never get that out of my head.
I wish I had a picture of it so I could save that as a contact photo, you know.
Speaking of, God, my contacts are killing me.
Oh, it's always about you.
No, not.
That's crazy.
Not to make this about me,
no,
but.
You need like new contacts.
I know.
Your eyes red.
They both are red. Oh, and. You know, if anyone's been following my journey for my allergy
Dude,
issue.
We're back. The
yeah.
saga continues.
First of all, my contacts are itching the shit out of my eyes. And then second, there's a red mark now on my freaking eyelid. So I don't know what I'm allergic to. Sunscreen. Something of sunscreen.
I have no idea.
You know what this comes back to? What? Maybe I should have bought an umbrella from that guy.
Oh my God. He said too much sun.
Maybe this is karma.
Yeah. You got that eyelid got too much sun.
That's I had issues with before.
Oh God.
So,
well, shout out to him.
I'm perplexed.
I hope he's sold out.
He's in his primed. People
it's
are hot.
It's hot there right now.
It's hot here. It's hot there.
I wish we were still there. I just like, I need to get that out in the open now.
Of course.
Also, just like really quick, if you can hear somebody like, just.
It's like this.
Don't do it. It's on the internet forever. Don't do it. It's fucking embarrassing. We just do that. We just example each other. Show each other. Webby is licking her peanut butter mat so loud right now.
Louder than usual.
And just like has so much peanut butter in her lips and shit. Like I already know that.
She can't breathe.
No, she can't breathe.
She's like.
She's gonna be so thirsty. No, it's so loud. I hope
it's so
that
loud.
This picks up. It's so loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did you have a good week? When I don't even know where we recorded last. We were just talking about that.
I feel like so much has happened. Because you know when we recorded in the winter, it's like, oh, cool. I have work and blah, blah,
All
blah.
All we talk about is the weather. Go on.
There's just...
It's a weather podcast,
like,
actually.
Like, again?
In the wintertime.
Well, I'm sad my favorite month is over. But, like, what a great month. I had such a great weekend. I just want to recap a little bit.
Okay.
I had, like, this is the time of year where everyone's so happy to be alive and they're social and there's so many social events. There's so many things to do. I feel so alive, even though I'm tired.
Always tired, but always alive.
I had back to back to back. Like, I was a social girly. My social battery did not run out until Saturday night.
Sunday night.
That's what I mean. Sunday night. It did not run out until Sunday night. But Friday, get together with my teammates. So fun.
College teammates.
It was so...
People just thinking you're on a team now?
No, I wish I was. Yeah. But college teammates, love them. It was so fun. And Saturday, my best friend and I went for the longest walk. Yeah. Just love her. Hi,
not
Erica.
Me. Not me. Just in case, like, people were confused.
I know. She's everything.
Using code words.
And then we went paddleboarding with our friends again. And then Sunday, we all rented a pool with our friends. Like, I had so much good outside time. Pool time. Swam in the water. Mm-hmm. And then we came home and we got ice cream and we got Muddy Buddies. And we ate those and then took a nap. And I woke up at 9 p.m.
Yeah. And then we're, like, right to bed.
And then I finished my book, which was such a good book. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
I forget what it's called.
This is an educational podcast.
Wait, let me pull it up.
Okay.
Because I haven't finished a book in a while because I just have been, like, I don't know, reading educational things. Like, wow. Being a loser.
She's smart.
No, just...
She does continue education.
Like, trying to learn about women's health in general.
Oh yeah. Well, gotta do it.
What it's am I looking for?
Your book.
Where's my Kindle app?
I don't know. The app sucks.
The Kindle app, yeah.
It's fucking trash.
I need to talk to my sister about that.
Ugh. Yeah, they need to hire her ASAP. I know.
They do.
It's garbage.
Okay. The things we leave unfinished.
What do you got in your library right now?
I don't even want to read it. It's embarrassing.
Is it? Wow, it's that embarrassing.
No. Okay. Actually, let me just give you a range.
Okay. Go ahead.
Colleen Hoover.
Colleen Hoover.
Hoover.
I was like, Colleen Hoover. Who?
Colleen Hoover.
Are you having a seizure? Are you good?
Dude, I'm so hype right now.
Oh my God.
Then I have what's called the mindful day, because one thing about me is I have many personalities. So one time, yeah. Sometimes I want to read smut. Sometimes I want to learn about having a more mindful day. And then the next day I want to learn about women's fertility. And
what is this book we share a Kindle library? Little did I know. What is The Perfect Marriage? What the fuck is that about?
No, it's a thriller. It's not like that? It's not like nonfiction. It's a thriller.
You said it's not.
It's like one of the highest rated on Kindle Unlimited.
Oh, so everybody's gonna know.
Yeah, and I haven't read it. Looks so scary. Let me know if it's good. You should read the book I just finished, The Things We Leave Unfinished.
Yeah. You told me everything.
I know. I told you the big twist.
What's done is done. I'm actually still on my Harry Potter journey.
You never read at night anymore.
I don't. I want to go to bed.
You're like, can I lay on you while you read?
Nightshades on. Good night.
No, and the thing that's annoying is you lay down and then you be like this.
Nobody could see what you did. Like, it's a podcast.
But they can.
Oh, God. I'll clip it.
You'd be like.
Okay, she's twitching really hard. And I do. I will shake. I'll shake, period.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
As fuck.
It is. Which, but anyway.
Sometimes.
Anyway, did you have a good weekend?
I did.
Enough about me.
Yeah, I mean, I did everything you did.
No, you didn't.
That's not true. On Friday, I had a night to myself at the house.
What did you do?
Organized content. It's been on my to-do list for quite some time, and I finally got it organized. Now I have to go through it.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job being a social media person.
Wait, actually.
Talk. Social media. Wait, like, the person who looks through social media stuff. What? Our content.
Speaking of content, so I want to tell everyone the story. I've been having this, we have this neighbor. She's not, she's like the next, like the house is next door.
It's the building next door.
Yeah. So she, she's kind of one of those,
like, she's a listener.
Me too. She's kind of, like, hard to read on the outside, like a mystery girl. And for the last, like, year, I've been trying to become friends with her.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to crack this girl. I'm going to crack her. Because remember, she wouldn't even make eye contact with us?
I was going to say, sometimes she doesn't make eye contact. Another day, she's like, hi, doggies.
Okay.
Talking to Waffles and Webby, not me and her.
So to bring this back to the circle, to the content, today I had like a 15-minute conversation. And because she was like asking if you ever needed help shooting content. Because I found out she's a photographer.
Oh. Okay.
She doesn't do sports, but she said, would she ever rent out her gym for other things? And I was trying to tell her.
I'm also a rental space, but if you don't shoot action, you just don't, you know?
No, I don't think she was like trying to do it for you, but.
Yeah, I do. Give her my, I don't know.
She does bands and arts.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're on a first name basis now. I can't tell you, like, the listeners don't know how far this has come. Like, every time I talk to her, I text Ashley, like, we said hi.
Yeah, that girl next door said hi.
Yeah. We did have, remember that drunk conversation with her that one time?
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't remember, I don't think.
No, not at all.
She asked for our dog's names the other day, and we were like, oh, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then today, you finally got her. You guys are friends now.
We're friends, and it feels good. It
feels good to be friends with your neighbors.
Especially ones that people that are hard to crack.
Yeah, she is a mystery. She'll just like sit on the steps outside. It gives New York.
And she didn't used to look at me, and now we're like, she's like, she said, hey, what's your name?
Yeah, which we decided is such a weird thing to ask someone. It's pretty personal.
She's like, I don't know your name. And I'm like, I don't know your name. And I would love to know your name.
I would have been like, oh.
What would you have said?
If she was like, I don't know your name, I'd be like, oh.
Like, weird, and just walk away.
Yeah, that's okay. Good day. And you still don't.
And you still don't. No.
No, I wouldn't.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, let your friend know that we're open for rentals.
Okay.
I don't have any backdrops. Just the basketball one. Remember?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you have fun the rest of the weekend with me?
Did. Yeah. I hit my limit yesterday. I was pretty tired.
Yeah, we both. Well, you worked, though, too.
Yeah, we had a camp this weekend. It was good. It was a shooting camp. Should have been there.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
You never asked me for a shooting help.
Because, okay, first of all, I personally don't need your help. But on shooting, I mean, you know, I'm good. I'm fine.
Like, your shot?
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of settled where I'm at. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, your shot is whack, but it goes in.
Yeah, so I'm settled, you know? Stuck in my ways.
It's like this, for anyone who can see. Right hand goes up, left hand. So right hand goes normal, left hand goes out, like turns outward.
I have good wrist mobility.
It's like you're basically chest passing to the hoop.
It's not true. I shoot it just with my right hand. That's why my left hand is able to do that and it still goes in.
Why does your left hand do that?
It's just like, does it? I don't use it. So it just like flicks off to the side. That kind of hurt.
You said flick?
It does. I would love for you to come work at camp. I feel like you'd be like, I don't even know what to do.
No, I don't.
So that's why
I could demonstrate, though. That's one thing I could do. Beef. What do we mean?
Here you go with the beef.
Okay.
Balance eyes, elbow follow.
The one person that will know this is Allie, who I grew up with.
Knows what beef is?
I know she'll know what beef is because we went to fucking every basketball camp together our whole life.
That is such a like.
What is it again? Balance elbow.
Balance eyes, elbow follow through.
Yep. Yerp.
Yerp.
Beef.
We don't teach the acronym beef, but we do like, you know, how you should.
Why not?
I'm good.
Why?
I think in this day and age, it's my biggest fear for a kid to be like, I don't eat beef. And then it's just like, now we're having a different
That's
conversation.
That's what I thought you were going to say, though. It's like, oh, it's like people have vegetarians.
We have had funny, like, not, okay, it's not funny. It's not, okay, it's not haha funny. It's hee hee funny. Like one time I was like, to the little legends, I was like, okay, I'm going to put you in your teams and then. I'm going to do attendance and give you your jerseys and then go give them to your mom or dad. And this little boy was like, my dad's in jail.
No.
Like, here we are.
So then that's why.
So now I say parent or guardian or whoever brought you today.
Right.
I'm not
my dad's in jail.
He said, my dad's in jail. And I was like, that. Okay. I said, that's okay. Who brought you today?
Yeah.
And I looked up and Willie and Kevin were just staring at me and I was like, oh, maybe Kevin wasn't there, but yeah. Willie definitely was. And he was just like, did you hear that?
Yeah.
And I was like, of course. It shook me to my core.
Wait.
Because like, of course, like it, you know, random things like that, you know, they pop up.
And you're like, yikes.
His dad did come to some games. He got out. So he's been to a few games. Yeah.
He's doing well.
Who knows? But he's been to some games. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So I don't say that anymore. So I just know I'll be like beef and somebody's going to be like, my mom doesn't let me eat beef. And I'm going to be like.
Then you can say beyond.
Beyond beef.
You got to make a new Ackerman for beyond.
What is it? Ackerman? Oh, no.
Acronym.
You said acronym.
Stop. I was like, stop.
Okay, acronym. Mosley could make me a good acronym, like one of my coworkers.
He's Jags
like,
Eat.
Jags Eat.
What does the Eat stand for again?
Exactly.
Excellence, attitude. That's not it at all.
No, it could be though.
Teammates.
Something like that. It's something good.
Jags eat. I always remember that one.
Jags eat.
Rawr. Speaking of beef.
Oh.
Were you going to say something else?
Nope.
Speaking of beef, it just reminded me of The Bear, that show. Is it called The Bear or Bear?
The Bear.
The Bear. If people have not watched. The Bear. What? It's the guy from Shameless. I don't know his name.
I've heard him be referenced as the blue collars.
What's Timothée Chalamet?
Timothée Chalamet.
Okay. I really like that show.
It's one of my favorites. I was obsessed with season one.
I know. I really like it. It's on Hulu. I low-key fell asleep through.
We're on season two, though.
I woke up and I was like, did I miss anything?
I was like, bitch, you've been asleep for 2 hours. And me too. Well, fell asleep at, like, literally, we were asleep from 7 to 9.
I can't believe I had a bowl of ice cream and then passed out. Like, the sugar not helping.
No, it was like a sugar crash.
It was the best nap I've ever had.
I'm just going to, like, I'm making a statement. Pringles are the chip of the summer.
No, Pringles are. Pringles are
the chip of the summer for me. Sour cream and onion, don't fuck with me. I'm getting pizza next time.
Rebrand into that bitch.
I'm eating Pringles.
Once you pop the fun, don't motherfucking stop.
When you see me, if I'm out doing summer tings, I will have a can of Pringles under my arm.
One thing about me is I will put it as duck lips in my mouth.
No, every time. Every time. And then it breaks and you end up losing a chip or something.
No, you don't even get half in your mouth.
Yeah. They're messy.
Messy.
But like, love them.
Wait, why did we?
Because they were selling them in Europe. And then
Oh, it was on the hike.
Did we
tell that story?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's just tell
this fucking hike. You know how many people brought this hike up?
Yeah, I got tagged so many times in that meme of that little girl walking, hiking to the car and saying, the best part of the hike is walking in the car.
I've had at least like two parents or like, you know, kids, people a day be like, how is Europe? And I was like, oh, it's so great. You know, like, yeah. I love it there. And they were like, about that hike. I was like, sucked ass.
Wait, my friend also DM'd me. She said, I'm listening to your podcast, but I have to know if Ashley was able to go back to that restaurant and get that steak. I was like, first of all.
Oh my God.
Thank you for caring.
No, thank you for caring about my one thing. My one thing that I wanted from that. Like, I'd been thinking about that for a year.
You said it 20 times. But I will say, we did make reservations. Yeah. We mutually decided not to because it was a little bit out of the way. But we did go to a very nice steakhouse.
We're going to go back there anyway.
I'm going back.
Because that's why I'm just like, I'm kind of not worried about it.
I'm not worried. If you see me living there, I'm not worried.
Yeah. I mean, we already decided what city we'd live in. But
just waiting for a job offer.
Literally manifesting that ASAP. What was
it? Oh, the hike. Okay. Oh. Let me tell you what. So the good thing about this hike is
there was not one single good thing.
Ashley, be positive. No. You don't even think about like the good things in your life.
Okay. No, okay. Like, don't try to like therapize me.
Okay, but listen.
It's like just the hike.
No, but listen, there was two good parts of the hike.
Okay. Well, two good parts and two good things.
Well, actually, it's low-key enjoyed it all, but that's fine.
Oh, that's fucking unwell. Serial killer.
I like hiking.
Serial killer.
Okay, so the first part of the hike, there was this truck that we stopped and this beautiful view and people were having cappuccinos and we got beers and people, there was little snacks. Like, it was great. It was in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, it was great. Had some beers, then we hiked on, and then we stopped at this other little, it wasn't a truck this time, but it was like a little hut. And we got beers, and we were trying to make it. We were like so excited to have a big meal for dinner. Yeah. So I was like, are you going to get? And so last minute, the one thing about me is sometimes I will randomly just get something. Like, and that's not,
Yeah.
Like, that's not really often me. I'll usually like plan it out in my head. I'm really weird about food. But then that time I was so tired. I was like beer. And then I was like, those Pringles. Pringles? Like, how random.
No.
But they weren't Pringles.
No, they were like.
In a Pringles can.
They were Pringles.
They were Pringles, but they were not as salty. They were perfect.
Not to get confused with shingles.
Not shingles, but not Pringles.
Pringles. Sour cream and onion.
And then we were like, wait.
I was like, holy shit, new favorite chip unlocked.
But then we actually got Pringles in Europe too. And we're like, wait, these taste different.
I will say they do taste different there.
They have like, they're probably made with just olive oil.
Yeah, 100%. So that's.
And less salt for sure.
It was so dehydrated this morning when I woke up after that. I ate a whole can of them yesterday.
Wait, Ashley.
I'm surprised I wasn't swollen with my bags.
Wait. I was so woozed from being so tired that this morning when the my alarm was going off on my phone.
Oh, yeah. This is like we've all been there. You know?
I was deep in the craziest dream, too, about like my college friends, probably because I hung out with them and college basketball, like trauma again. But I was hitting on and off our, what's it called? Our air conditioning.
Like our, what is that thing called? A Switch?
No. Like a mini split.
Not a Nintendo Switch.
Not a Nintendo Switch, but a mini split.
Yeah.
I kept clicking the on and off button instead of turning off my alarm on my phone.
I did hear it beep a couple times this morning, but I thought that.
I was like, beep, beep, beep.
Okay. I only heard it once. I'm like narcoleptic or something. Like I be asleep.
No, I know.
I thought you just turned it off and I was kind of pissed because I was cold.
Oh.
Or I mean, I was hot. I'm always hot. Excuse me. And so yeah. I was like, oh my God, she's turning off. But of course I was just like, I'll just suck it up because I'll sweat.
Yeah.
But that makes it even better to me.
Yeah. And then and then finally I was like, what the fuck, Aaron? And then, of course, Waffles, whenever he hears my alarm goes off, he jumps right up by my side.
No, if you're up, he's up.
It's like alarm goes off, bing, he's up, staring at me.
He might be the one that stops your alarm sometimes.
No, actually, I hate because he'll lay. It's so cute. Actually, he lays right by me and we have our little moments in the morning. But he'll lay on my phone and then my alarm will be going off under him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, move.
I feel like he just is like, maybe he gets up so quickly because he knows that it's time to cuddle.
No, because we have our little routine. You
know, me and Webby have this ever routine as well.
Yeah, they know.
They do know. I do have to beg her sometimes.
Yeah.
But she usually gives in.
Yeah, the way she's licking Waffles
now.
Matt
she's
now.
Going after Waffles Matt and like it's in the corner of the room. Like
she's like a freak.
It's fucking weird. Like she'll do anything for a lick Matt.
Yeah.
I bet hers isn't done yet. Like I know it's not.
No. Why are we talking about Pringles and chips and hikes?
Because I was just saying that, well, I don't know.
Oh, because
Chip of the summer is Pringles, but flavor of the summer is sour cream and onion. Anything.
Yeah.
I'm still jealous that, when did you eat those little sour cream and onion bagel circles in Italy?
No,
was I asleep?
What is the name of them? Because remember I was looking at them on Amazon.
It's not tortellini, but it's something like that. Tarzini?
Yeah, it's like tortellini, torlana, tarano, tarantula, something like that.
Oh my God, that picture you sent me of the tarantulas in Bali, I'm out.
Oh, that video?
I'm out.
That was sick.
I saw a video.
That was toxic.
Yeah, I saw a video this week of the spider in Australia too that was, honest to God, the size of Webby and Waffles if you smush them together. I mean, one dog. Cat
sick.
Dog, if you will. Butt to butt.
Did you watch that show?
Of course. That was
one
of the best shows on
TV. The little cat dog.
That was one of the best shows on TV.
Honestly, that's kind of weird when you think about it.
Of course it's weird.
The cat and the dog was one animal.
Connected, and they had no...
How did they go to the bathroom?
They had no organ issues.
How did they go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Where did all the food go when they ate it?
I don't know. They were scoundrels.
Scoundrels.
I loved it.
I love cartoons when I was little.
Those are my favorite shows.
Another good show, shout out to Erica and her friends for putting me on.
Yeah.
Jury Duty.
What
is it on? Amazon?
Funny. Yeah, Amazon.
She was trying to explain it to me. Basically, the premise is all of the people are actors except for one guy. And he doesn't know that this is fake, but he's on a jury. Like, they're all in jury duty together. And the most popular actor is, who is it?
What is he in again? Oh my God. He names some of the shit that he's in.
No, that's like the funniest part about it.
Yeah. I know he's in Wolverine, but he's not like the main guy in Wolverine. That's the funny part about it.
Oh, it's James Marsden.
James Marsden. Yeah. Click him.
I know. He is in so many things.
He is.
He's in Sonic the Hedgehog, Enchanted, The Notebook.
Yeah, he's the other guy.
Wait, in The Notebook?
He's the other guy in The Notebook.
Oh, yeah. Weird. I forgot. Yeah, 27 Dresses. The Best of Me. Dead to Me.
Yes.
I love that.
Yell that at me.
Sorry.
Shit.
I just got hype.
Yikes.
He's in Hop.
Great movie.
One thing about me is if I was an actress, I would do so many animated movies.
I would be down. But it's not really about being an actor or an actress. It's more about like having the voice.
Yeah, but a lot of actors and actresses do that. I mean, they don't just hire random people.
No, but they have to have the right voice.
No, I know. I don't have the right voice. I mumble. I'm not even a good podcaster.
I'm nasally as fuck. I actually noticed about myself last week.
Yeah, because you sneeze all the time.
Okay, I really think it's because I had like my allergies have not been bad. I have really bad allergies in Europe. Like first world problems, but they're real problems.
It's just you're not acclimated.
I'll live there long enough to get acclimated. Like, bet.
Yeah, we just need to stay there long enough.
Webby, leave
what
it.
What are you eating? Webby?
Don't. Hey.
What is
leave
that?
Leave it.
Webby.
Hey.
Enough.
Go lay down. She's on her scoundrel bullshit right now.
I know. Anyway, Jury Duty.
Great show. It's like.
Oh my god. Our dogs. Water?
Our dogs are losing
this is
it.
What happens when we podcast at night?
Oh my god.
Bubs, get some water.
Get some water. Get some water. It's okay. Calm down. He's like thinking about your alarm going off. I can't.
Oh, literally.
He's freaking out. Jury Duty is very, so yeah, only one guy knows, or excuse me, only one guy doesn't know that it's being filmed for TV. He thinks it's a documentary about jury duty.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he doesn't, everybody's a paid actor. Like, everybody's a paid actor except for him.
My friend was telling me about it. I'm like, I don't understand how that would be funny, but she was like, it's kind of filmed like The Office.
It's so funny.
Because they'll do little interviews, but they'll also like look at the camera like they break the fourth wall.
Yeah, it's funny.
It is that what's called, the fourth wall?
I believe so. That was,
that didn't sound right.
I don't know, somebody will tell us if it's not. But that sounds right. I gotta look. Actually,
the fourth wall.
Oh my god, Jason Bateman and those guys say that on their podcast sometimes, and they're always like, for Tracy and
oh North, yeah,
Dakota.
Yeah. Yeah. But we were dying laughing.
No,
it's our kind of humor.
I really want to watch that more.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I want to finish The Bear, but I really want to watch that more.
Yeah.
It is the fourth wall. Congrats.
Oh, yeah. It's not me being smart.
We all.
Not me getting it right on the first try.
No, literally.
For once.
Yeah. Remember you said acronyms?
Ashley.
Well, I got to bring you back down to earth.
I'm dead. Nice day.
Like, we're podcasting. Like, close your phone like a professional.
Ashley, I'm trying to go to my next note because I wanted to talk about
Aaron
something else.
Excuse me. I still have a cough. One thing about you sometimes, like, you will get distracted on that thing.
Oh, that thing, my phone?
Yeah.
What are you drinking, orange
no,
juice?
No, it's not orange juice and it's not orange soda.
What is that?
But it is orange.
What is that?
And it's not Tang.
Ashley, what is that?
Guys, this ice maker I bought.
No, Ashley, what are you drinking?
It's a hard kombucha.
Dead. What flavor?
Kiwi strawberry question mark?
That's what it looks like?
Guess so.
What did I think they were clear?
Shout out to this ice maker I bought.
Oh my god.
It's like, I'm so sick of our fucking freezer not making ice. We've lived here, I don't know how many years, 3. And just, it's one of those things where like, we're not the only people in our condo thing.
No, didn't everyone say their ice?
Like, everyone's ice is not working. And so it's like, what the fuck?
And like, we all have new fridges. Excuse me. Not trying to be
not trying to flex.
Person,
not trying to flex, but these are brand new. Never lived in. So
they worked for like a month.
It did. And then it just stopped working.
Yeah.
And just none of us have done anything about it except I talk to our front neighbor about it all the time.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, I bought this ice thing because I'm fucking sick of just like the No, she's crying because she's tired.
Yeah.
I'm sick of like the basic, you know, the 12 ice cubes, you break it, like it's not enough ice.
Wait, I kind of have to give a backstory for people.
Oh, okay.
You are like weirdly obsessed with ice, like you've also bought the ice machine.
We don't have any counter space.
I know,
or else, but that would be here.
I know, but you've bought that at our old house and then
we didn't have an ice maker.
You've also bought those huge square
that
ice
was
ones
5 or 6 years ago
when you were making like Manhattans.
It old-fashioned. I don't know how to make a Manhattan. Oh, and it more just like Knob Creek on the Rocks.
Okay, but the point is, like, you've purchased many different ice things,
like 3.
I want people to know.
3?
No, but you've bought, and then you bought those other little ice things that were like squishy on the bottom.
What,
the ones we kind of use still now?
Squishy on the bottom,
like they're like,
that's what I meant. Those are the basic ones, like that is how we've made ice for 3 years.
Yeah.
The basic, the 12 ices, you know, the basic cubes.
I know, but they have the bent, the flexible thing on the bottom.
Well, that's so you don't break the container. Have you ever done that? Have you ever cracked one?
Yeah, but I would say like the square plastic ones are the more basic ones. Like most people just have those. Oh,
well, I just bought the Amazon Choice.
Again, another ice thing you bought.
Well, you already said that one. So I don't want people thinking I bought multiple purchases. That it's just one time.
No, I'm just saying.
Came in a pack of two.
You're very particular about your ice.
Okay, look, I'm not particular. I just want ice. I don't think it's like crazy.
Okay.
I bought an ice maker, like a little, you know, one that goes on the counter at the house that we had. But we just don't have enough counter space.
It was good. I liked it.
It was bomb. It made little like pellets.
Crushed ice.
I loved it. We just don't have counter space. And I'm sick of only being able to have 24 cubes of ice. That's insane.
Yeah.
I have to fill it every time. Anyway, fuck. I bought this other one where I can have 35 pieces of ice per thing. And it makes it, and then it has a little container at the bottom, so I flip it over, and then I press it down, and all the ice falls out.
No, you do it like you're cracking someone's back. The other night, you were pretending you're a chiropractor.
I'll like twist my hands like they do on your back, you know?
You said, hey, hey, watch this.
Hey, I was like, hey, hey, watch this, and I cracked it, and then I rubbed his back, and I was like, you good? No, you know how they do that sometimes?
You said, breathe in, and then...
and exhale.
We should take good! We should take a video of
no,
you
literally,
doing that.
That's me.
That's our next video.
It is. But it's bomb because... it can crack all of that ice in there. It can hold like four containers of ice. And then it's still making it while it's sitting. Like, it's legit. Okay, but...
you're so passionate about it.
I'm passionate about my ice because I'm not drinking water any other way.
The funny thing about you is no matter how tired we are at night...
I'll make the ice.
You'll leave everything out like you're just like, whatever, I'm going to bed. But then you're like, I got to fill up my ice.
Okay. Okay, I'm not like a fucking gremlin, one. But two, like, I'm not some piece of shit. What? I'm putting the things away.
No.
Yes.
Your toxic trait is you always leave.
What?
Little snacks right
oh
here.
Oh my God. Or, I'll leave a wrapper.
Yeah. Your wrapper and your bubble water can.
Well, that's fine. I'll get it in the morning.
No, it's just weird because you are so clean. But yeah. For some reason at night.
I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed.
That's the thing. You're so tired. You won't even. You're like, I'm not even sure the light's by. But you'll fill up your water. Well, with ice. Oh,
the ice will get put in my bottle and I will make more ice.
It's crazy
but
to
that
me.
Can. It's not getting recycled.
No, it's crazy to me.
It's not getting recycled.
Anyway.
But that's me. So shout out to that ice maker that I bought.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
I didn't throw away the 12 cubers, just so everybody's clear. I still use them.
God.
But.
Okay.
Shout out to Amazon and Jeff.
Okay, well, since we're already talking about shows, the last show I want to talk about, we watched Sex and the City.
The new one.
What's it called again?
And Just Like That.
I wanted to say And As It Was.
Yeah.
That's because I have that. That's because I have that.
Don't, yeah. I know. First of all, our friends don't know who.
I literally was just going to say that.
Our friends don't know who Harry Styles is. Like, you know who you are. And I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to, like, call you guys out, but...
freaks.
Some people we hung out with this weekend don't know who Harry Styles is and they don't know his music, and it's like...
some of our friends live under a rock. And by rock, I mean a meteor.
A fucking meteor.
Like, by that, I mean a fossil under the ground.
Oh, my God, a dinosaur. Just because you don't listen to, like, I feel like I don't listen to every type of music. Like, I don't really listen to country that often. Like, I'll bop it in the car, but I have, like, my country playlist that I like, and I don't really venture outside of it. Mm-hmm. But I know the most popular country artists.
Right.
Like, Harry Styles is one of the biggest, like, rock stars out right now.
As
what
it was,
fuck?
As It Was came on when we were at the pool.
They were like, next.
No, they said, oh, I guess I've heard this song. I'm like, you guess you. It's only the song of the, song the last year.
It's literally been the song of the year for a year going on, too.
All of his songs on that album went, like, gold or something. Platinum. I can't remember.
I think platinum's better.
I know. I can't remember what they went. I said, okay.
He's just one of the most famous artists, like, in the world right now. Like, regardless of, like, literally. Type of music. He's just one of the most famous artists in the world.
Like, I've never heard of him.
I was like, oh, shit.
So I said, what do you listen to, freak? You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
But, what else is I called? Oh, I was also making fun of her because she's obsessed with boomerangs. And I said, boomerangs are so choogy. Yeah. And then she said... well, first she didn't know what choogie was. Yeah. Then I had to explain that.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, if people don't know what choogie, let us know and write in.
Do you want me to give a definition?
Sure.
Let me look it up. That says chug. Choogie meaning. Oh wow, it's U. It's EU. Who knew? Okay, this is from Wikipedia. I'm fucking dead at the pictures that popped up. I will go over those next. Chugi is an American. Oh, neologism? Neologism? I've never heard that word or seen it. Can you look up what that is? Not us doing our research. I think that just means like a phrase or a word. Dead. Coined in 2013 as a. Oh my God. Why does this meaning have the hardest words to say? Wait, what is that?
Hold on.
Pejorative?
Neologism.
Neologism. Look up pejorative.
What does that mean? A newly coined word or expression.
They could have just said that. That's fucking extra.
I've never heard that.
No, look up pejorative.
What?
This is honestly a tough read.
Expressing contempt or disapproval.
Pejorative. So Chugi is an American neologist. Fuck.
Just skip that.
Okay. So it's basically a phrase. Description of lifestyle trends associated with the early 2010s and not millennial. This aesthetic has been described as the opposite of trendy or trying too hard. The term has been used positively by some who identify with the aesthetic. Now the photos that popped up, a live, laugh, love sign, Juicy Couture outfits.
Those are coming back though.
Ugg boots.
Those are back.
Those are back. Mugs that say girl boss.
Like infinity scarves.
Welcome to the home signs.
Yeah.
Boomerangs.
I told my friends side parts. Unless
side
you're
parts.
Unless you're going out and it's part of the outfit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come here, Webby.
Webby feels strongly about being Chugi as well. Apparently minions are Chugi, so I might be Chugi.
I disagree with some of these though.
Okay.
Minions, like, that's not Chugi.
Webby.
How are minions Chugi?
They're not Chugi. They're still,
it's
like
a good movie.
Popular as fuck too.
It's a good movie.
They come out with a movie a year.
Yeah.
I can't. Some of this shit's wrong, but like, you know what I mean. Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, we were trying to explain it to them.
Boomerangs. And not knowing who Harry Styles is.
Not knowing who Harry Styles is Chugi.
You're Chugs. You're a Chug monster.
That's number one.
Chug monster.
Why did I bring this up? Oh, back
we,
to.
Like, need to have, we as a unit need to have a better recall sometimes.
No, I remember, but Webby's throwing me off.
She
I
is throwing me off.
You guys can
too.
Hear her crying in the
like,
background.
What do you want?
What? What do you need to say? Wow. Do you need to come over here? Come here. Come say it. Come say it over here. Come here.
Say it in the mic.
Come here, Chug monster.
She's Chugi.
Come here. Actually, she's not. A Chugi dog would be like a golden retriever.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
no.
It's because her bone is stuck
in
between us.
I'm not doing the bone thing. Like, we're at work.
Okay. Well.
Lay down.
Let me just take a picture so everyone can see what she's doing.
She doesn't want her picture taken. Okay, let's go.
Okay, back to the podcast. I wanted to talk about Sex and the City.
Okay.
As it was. That's why we said.
It's really honestly not that bad.
Season two.
It's not that bad. Season one was worse.
Season one was definitely
season
worse.
Season one was worse. I felt like season one was like just a big can of woke. Not Coke.
I know. Woke. And it was crazy because Sex and the City itself as a whole, the show, was woke without trying to be woke.
It was.
They weren't. They never tried.
It wasn't diverse. I will say that. Like, no. It wasn't diverse. But also, like,
they talked about trans. They talked about homosexuality.
They
showed
about a lot
sex.
Of shit. They talked about a lot of shit.
Yeah, and they showed a lot.
Yeah, they did. It was ahead of its time. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
But season one, it was just, like, thing after thing. Like, they had been literally under a rock
for
15 years and then came outside again.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And everybody's like super old. Like, they're my parents' age and like have hearing aids and shit and like younger than my parents.
They're not really showing that as much in this season.
And
like,
I
Miranda dyes her hair red again.
Steve's not in this season, really.
I know.
Well, he hasn't been yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously.
But he was like the like, he had hearing aids and it's like, yeah. Steve?
They talked a lot more about their age. Like, Carrie had her hip replaced. In the other season, hip, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But this season, it's a little bit more. I agree. It's still I think it's still a bad show.
It's not great.
I love watching the old Sex and the City. I think it's such a great show. Such good writing. But I really think Samantha Jones makes such a big part of their core dynamic.
She does.
And it's. I like Seema. In this new season.
I like the new people that they've added.
I like the new people, but it's crazy because they all have, like, there's a lot more main characters.
It's a lot to keep track of. But uh-huh. I also like how they don't, like Seema, and I can't remember the other woman's name.
I know, I can't either.
I like that they don't have like their like huge storylines on their own. Like they're smaller storylines.
Yeah.
So I feel like I can grasp it a little bit better.
But it's still interesting. They never followed any other characters really like that.
Of course, because it's just like.
They like, have to have fill to have, Samantha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I like them filling Samantha. I wish they would just give, what's his name, more screen time.
Oh.
Anthony? No?
Yes, Anthony.
Like, he's great. I wish that maybe we just got like his storyline instead of like two more women.
Wait, what were we dying at that he said? Hold on, I wrote it down. He said, Lily Eilish.
He said, what is this, Lily Eilish? Because she was like, I mean, she was, what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
What's the daughter's name? Lily. Dead.
She was singing, I don't know, she's into singing and...
She's into piano.
Piano.
And like,
keyboard.
Singing and playing. And she was doing a little performance for Charlotte and... What's her husband's name?
I forget.
Fuck. Are we even fans?
No, Charlotte and... what is her husband's name?
I'm really mind blanking.
I'll look it up.
So she did a performance for like all of them and she was basically just singing about privilege, right? And how like bad it is.
Oh yeah. No. Like, yeah. I can't remember. Yeah. Something. Yeah. Her life.
Yeah. How hard her life is.
Trey.
It's not Trey. It's definitely not him.
Oh, that's the other guy. Whoops.
My God.
Trey McDougal.
That's yeah. That was the guy she was gonna marry, right? Or did she marry him?
She did marry him.
She did? Okay.
Who was Charlotte's second husband? Oh my gosh. Okay. This is looking up all. Wait. Harry.
Harry. It is.
Yeah. I forget what I was just about to say.
Just about the new show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as bad. It's funny. Like, Carrie's storyline just like is weird to me. First and foremost, the guy she was dating could only say three words at one time.
Horrible acting and writing.
I don't know if that's all on him or like those are the only things he's allowed to say, but like,
yeah.
It wasn't great.
I just
said three words.
I just, the biggest thing that bugs me about Carrie, amongst a million other things, is that now that she has her podcast and she is such a prude. Like,
yeah.
Girl, you wrote about Sex in the City.
The podcast is called Sex in the City.
I know, but you wrote about that for so long, but she refused to talk about her own sex. She thinks, like, masturbating is weird. She doesn't want to talk about a vagina. All these things where it's so weird how she's such a prude now.
She, like, won't do an ad for...
I was like, she wouldn't say vagina.
Yeah, like, the ad had vagina in it because it was, like, something that, like... helped with women's health. It was like something for that. And she was like, I just feel like I just can't say that word.
Right.
Can't we rewrite it? And it's like, you're a woman and you have a vagina. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, girl, you've been writing about this.
What the fuck? Who are you?
Yeah.
A prude?
It's so weird Chugi? To me. It's just so weird to me. It's so not her brand. And then all of a sudden she's like the shy girl.
It's weird.
Like, what?
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing to say the least.
I know. And then the other weird part in the, I guess like they had to, I guess they do have little woke moments where the other main character, her husband, who's black, couldn't get a taxi because he was black.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. I'm like, what?
Well, interesting because of just like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure that happens. Like, I don't really catch taxis like that. I don't know. I've never had to catch a taxi. I feel like we Uber. Places. And obviously that kind of shit does happen. I just like where they live and like all these other things, I don't know, I just like didn't, it just felt really, really forced, I guess. Like, it just didn't, like,
it didn't go with
it, didn't, it wasn't like a natural, again, it just like wasn't a natural thing in the show. It was just right. Like they forced that scene in there, and it's like,
and that was like his only scene.
Yeah, like really? He never has scenes by himself.
Like, huh? He's wearing like the nicest suit.
That's what I mean. He's in like a full blown tux with his little, like, with their daughter. And it's just right. Like, I don't know. You guys live in like on the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Let me put this up. Now Webby's chewing a bone right by us.
Like, literally right in front of us. This is actual sabotage.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to, it's like that show where I, of course, I'm going to keep watching, but it's, I hate how everyone says like hate watching this show, but I'm not hate watching. I do think it's better than this first season, but it's just such a, it's just not Sex and the City.
Yeah.
It's,
Miranda and Che are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Miranda's a fucking idiot for having her phone on during a TV recording first and foremost.
Oh my gosh.
But then, Che like overreacted to her like going home. Like it's her kid. She's going to go home.
I know.
It's not a big deal.
I don't know if I like Shay's character as much. She's kind of interesting.
I don't love her character. It's not my favorite. Yeah. I really like that actor though. Like I liked her. She's Callie. I liked her in Grey's Anatomy. Like I really did.
Yeah.
So will you like cover the crack of that couch with a blanket or a pillow? Okay.
Yeah.
Just like not trying to have that bone fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's fine. It's Carrie wearing her wedding dress. Sent me.
Oh my god! Again,
she's so fucking dramatic.
Like Carrie would never wear some random. She was like, to the Met.
She said, "I don't have anything to wear. You don't have any fucking friends. You don't have any connect. You have connections to go to the Met, but you don't have any connections to wear something."
And she's like the most well-known fashion girly.
Which I just also like don't buy it anymore.
I know it's so weird.
Just don't buy it anymore. She's not fooling me now.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I want to get into, switch gears to one of our submissions, a question.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Someone wrote, "Hi, Erin and Ashley, I have a question for you. Do people in healthy relationships flirt with others? Why or why isn't this healthy?"
I'd fucking kill you. What do you mean?
Go ahead. Say your thoughts on it.
No.
So you think in a healthy relationship, you don't flirt with others?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't, but I mean, I don't know. It depends on what your healthy relationship is, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would be pretty annoyed if you were like flirting with other people.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck?
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I think also it's thinking about like what flirting is, right? Like if they're doing it, I don't know, because sometimes people, it's like, are they flirting or are they just being friendly, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but sometimes you also have a very, very bad gauge of when people are flirting with you. So I feel like, like you do. We'll be like, I didn't know, and they're like, I've actually loved you for 10 years, and you're like, I never got that vibe.
No, because why would you? I don't know. I just want to give people the benefit out. Like they're just being nice sometimes.
I like, yeah, I guess.
I guess it's like you can tell when someone's like getting more flirty sometimes.
No, you can definitely tell like right away when someone's flirting, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think, but the thing is like if someone was to flirt with you, I'd be like, okay.
No, I'm not talking about someone flirting with me. I would be like, good day, sir. but I'm saying if like we were out at a bar and like we're sitting by each other and then you like turn your back to me and you're talking to this guy flirting, I'd be like,
oh, that's
drinks on you, bitch.
Well, of course, that's rude.
I'm talking to him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But of course, that's rude.
That's what are we like? Are we talking about like you're texting and flirting other people? Like, oh, that's bad, too.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't think that it's OK at all.
Yeah.
Think there's any like context where it's okay.
Right. Texting is different than in person though, for sure.
They're both bad.
Well, they're both bad.
But they're different.
But I think trust your partner, like,
yeah, I think texting is like a little bit worse.
It's like a little bit more scandalous.
It means you have their number. You're not just like at a bar drunk, blacked.
Okay, mistakes. Let me ask you this. What about flirting with a stranger versus someone you know? Is that like...
Someone you know is way worse to me.
Because it's like actually trying to...
You know
it's
them.
It's something more at that point.
You know them. This isn't like random.
Yeah.
You know them.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's okay.
That is so interesting. For strangers versus not.
That is interesting. But... Yeah, there's obviously
actually
levels.
Okay.
I think
this,
there's tears.
This is the thing, though. If we were together, say we were in Vegas again, and I was flirting with somebody next to you to get drinks,
that's different.
That's like funny.
I wouldn't care. I also don't like it. It does depend on your relationship because, like, I know you wouldn't do that for real.
That's why I think it depends on your relationship.
But also like,
like, it's for the content.
It is obviously for the content. Like, that's what we do. But I don't think, like, we would both be in on the joke. It's not okay when we're not in on the joke, or yeah, somebody like takes it too far. It's like, right, we're not, this is weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that makes your partner feel uncomfortable, like, think, yeah, what would my partner feel if I was 100%. Doing this?
Would they be okay with this?
Like, and what would I feel if my partner was doing that?
Exactly. Like, would they be, would I be mad if they were like, oh yeah, I was just, you know, or like, I walked in and that was going on. Like, would I be upset?
Yeah.
It's like, probably.
If you feel it in your gut, it's wrong. Sketch. Stop. Yeah.
It doesn't sound good.
Reverse.
I don't know.
Back it up.
Back it up.
Back that ass up.
Back that ass up. It's not right.
WAP.
Not WAP. Oh, God. Not WAP.
I don't know where that came from.
Sick.
That's a good question, though.
That's interesting. It's a no-go for me. Okay. It's a good day, sir.
It's a good day, sir.
Good day, sir. Unless drinks are on you, sir.
I feel like we've been together so long, if someone's flirting with me, be like, what are you doing, freak?
I'd be like,
me?
Are you flirting with both of us? Because if not, we're out.
Yeah, like, what?
It's one for all.
Weirdo.
Buy us drinks or don't.
Honestly, that is like, being single is annoying in that way, when gross people are hitting on you and flirting with you. And you, like, being married is nice because sometimes you can just, yeah, show your ring, like, oh.
Or they're like, oh, are you here, sorry, with someone? You're like, my wife.
Yeah, shut it down real quick.
But sometimes that sparks, especially from,
oh,
guys.
Oh my God.
It sparks more conversation because then they're like, oh my God. Well, how long have you two been married? And the next thing you know, we're taking shots with these guys in Vegas.
Dead.
And they're missing their flight for sure.
Oh my God.
Sick.
People always are curious about that.
Like, they've never seen a lesbian.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I guess also too, if people have an arrangement where people.
That's a whole nother ball game.
Don't
and
mind.
That's on you. That's on you. You
if an open relationship.
If you're into that freaky shit, be into it. If it works, it works.
Yeah. I could see how some people would want their partner to do that.
Intense.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Sick.
It's a good day for me, sir.
It's a good day for you. What are we at? 52. Okay.
You got to stop worrying about the clock. Just let it flow.
I'm just trying to check where we're at.
Every week you're like, oh my God, we're at an hour. And it's like, I guess we are.
I feel like we've been talking just for like 5 minutes and we're at an hour.
Live in the moment with me.
Ashley, we
have
are.
Have a cappuccino outside.
Our podcast would be 7 hours then.
And that's what they get then.
No.
If that's what they get that week, that's what they get that week.
They
and
listen.
Then maybe the next week they get 20 minutes because I want to watch TV. Or I'm in Europe.
It's a.
Not Europe.
It's a book on tape.
It's a book on tape. And I'm the voice. That's the other thing Carrie was struggling with in this week's episode. She couldn't read her memoir.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's she was going, big. Yeah, she was going over the part, like, just, you know, walking in and he was dead on the on the Peloton. In the
she hasn't fully grieved.
And she has definitely not fully grieved. It was really sad. Like, I don't think I could have read it. Like, I don't know how she did it, but
I couldn't have
done it.
I couldn't have produced a book about it.
I don't think you produce books.
I couldn't have written a book.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, don't. You didn't even know three of those words when you were reading about Chugi.
That also has nothing to do with producing.
Well, you wouldn't produce or write.
I'm not a writer.
Or read. And you don't read.
Fuck. What is this, a roast? Fuck off.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
You want to come at me?
You're uneducated. You don't fucking clean up your shit. Your fucking Pringles. Like, chill. Your ice cubes. You're chewing them all night.
No, but you do be clanking them in your water bottle.
Like this.
That's how I always hear you around the house.
ASMR, where's Ash?
That's
close.
That's how you always be around the house. Clanking those freaking ice cubes.
Yeah, I forgot my water bottle at work. I'm pissed.
Oh my God.
There's one thing about me. I might not read, but I am on my water journey.
I'm proud of that for
it's
you.
It's going well. I've had that water bottle for a year now.
It's my water bottle.
It is what it is. So...
Okay.
Hurry, we're at 54 minutes.
Oh my God, Ashley. stop.
I'm feeling hella annoying right now. Go ahead.
I can tell you are.
She's on one.
Wait.
I'm on a high wire right now. It's going to fade. Hurry.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. I forgot to tell you about I wanted to tell you the story about these toxic women.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay. I don't think anyone from my work listens to this podcast, hopefully.
And if you do, good day, sir.
Yeah.
I'm saying that to people.
Okay.
Like I'm walking into Chipotle being like, good day, sir. Ciao, ciao. On the way out.
You and I get obsessed with phrases.
It is what it is. You'd be calling everybody a freak right now. It's fucked up, but
I can't stop saying freak. It's so funny to me.
Like, sometimes I do something and you're like, freak. And I'm like, that like hurt, you know?
No.
It's like aggressive.
It's so funny. But you know what? It's only funny to me and you because when we say it to other people, they think I'm being serious. No,
like when you were, when they were like, we don't listen to Harry Styles. You're like, freak. I was like, yikes.
No, but it's,
but it's
so
funny to me.
It's so funny because you and I, when did we start saying that? We thought it was hilarious.
In Europe, I think.
Yeah, we're like, freak!
Like, oh my God, look at them, freak.
Yeah.
But like over something dumb. Like,
yeah.
I don't even have a good example.
I don't know. Probably, like, to me, I don't know. I'm trying to think if I do so many weird things all the time.
Yeah. God, it's such a bad example. Like, now we have no examples.
I can't think of any examples of me being a freak.
Me either.
Oh, what? Oh, okay. Like when I was on the, like, when my hair was hairsprayed back into a slick back bun and freak. I took it down.
Freak.
And then I was just sitting on the airplane with it, like, it was gelled back.
No, it was down, sick.
Like, low key, a mullet.
It was sick.
That's freak. That's, I was like, freak. I look like a freak.
You look like a freak. And remember on the airplane when you were making fun of me? Because I was like, I think you're supposed to wear your neck pillow with the thing in front.
Yeah.
And you were like, why? And so I did it and then my neck fell back and I was like, that's why.
Yeah.
And then you did that on the airplane.
Of course.
It worked.
People should let us know what they think about this. I wore my little neck pillow around the front of my neck.
Put that on our story tomorrow.
Okay.
Ask the audience. Well, today I guess would be the day.
Yeah.
Let me send you the...
The video?
No, I have took it. A picture of you.
Oh, of me? What? Well, I took a video of you doing it.
Oh, I took a picture of you asleep on the airplane with your fucking mullet in
I look sick in that picture. Pillow.
Just like put a smiley face on you. Who cares?
No, I look sick. You look, let me see it actually.
Alpacas.
Oh yeah, we did see alpacas this weekend.
Saw alpacas at the pool yesterday. They were cute.
Show me that picture of myself again.
Hold on. I'm trying to find it, but all these screenshots. Found it. Oh. And you gotta post it.
I look like I'm about to laugh. Like, that doesn't look...
Well, no, but you're asleep.
I know.
Like, this is on the plane.
No, oh, I know.
Maybe I look fat as fuck in this picture because I'm tucking my chin in. But maybe put it on our Instagram.
Because you were making fun of my passport photo.
Yeah, actually do it because this is what you look like in your passport photo. That's facts.
And you know what?
What?
Okay, this is what happened. Actually, I have another thing to bring up about passports.
Okay.
Okay, I was getting my passport photo done, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
you need to ask, like, is this normal? Because that didn't happen to me.
Because this did not happen to you. Your passport photo does not look like this.
Took mine at Costco.
Okay. I was smiling normal with my teeth. And then the guy last minute says, you can't smile with your teeth. And then so last minute, I go from smiling to making this fucking awkward smile with no teeth.
No teeth smile.
And he took it right away. And
no
I said,
teeth
oh,
smile. And low key, like, you like tucked your head back. And so it like. It was just funny as fuck.
Yeah, you think I have a double chin in it. And yeah. I actually showed it to my friends and they said the picture was fine.
It's not.
She
did
said,
they show you, did you show them your driver's license? They're two different people.
I showed them my driver's license and I was like, I'm not trying to brag, but my driver's license photo is good.
Yeah, no, it is. That's what it's two different people.
It is good. And then
you look like you have menstrual cramps in your passport photo.
My passport photo I showed, but then
like
I was
maybe you just sharted.
No, then our friend said, you look better in the passport photo. And that's when I was like, okay.
She's not a real friend.
Freak.
Exactly. Freak.
Oh, and we did watch the Kardashians when she brought glam to get her driver's license
she
photo.
She took it too far.
I didn't do that. Mine was just fresh off work. Glam.
Yeah. Yeah, fresh off work glam.
With itchy eyes, probably.
Probably swollen eyes.
In my itchy era.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It was a while ago.
Itchy girl era. No. Your passport photo is not you.
Okay. So let us know if people, because Ashley has teeth in hers.
I have teeth all the time, but specifically in that photo.
You have teeth gleaming. And I don't.
No. Like you said that. And I was,
I look homely.
My photo is old on my passport too, though, because that was a photo that I took like for my first passport, I think, or maybe like my license or something. Like I went to Costco and just like got photos taken.
Yeah.
And so I had like three of those. And so I just like used them for different shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so, well, like, I'm like just looking like young and tan.
Oh, wow.
I'm catfishing everyone.
My other passport photo before this one, they made me not have my ears. Like, I had to have my ears.
Where,
like, my hair couldn't be on my ears.
Where are you getting these photos taken?
I don't know. UPS?
Don't go there anymore.
I'm not.
Go to Costco. That shit, they're wild.
He said, no teeth. And then click. No teeth. Click.
And then, and they won't let you redo it.
Show me what you would look like smiling real quick and then pretend, like, smile. Smile and then say, no teeth. That's what you do? You didn't even smile at all.
I think I just...
You look scared.
Yeah, like, what do you say? Or probably like, you know?
That's kind of how it was. I was like stunned.
It's funny every time I... Like, it's funny to me feeling me trying to do it. Like, do your face, you know?
I know.
Yeah. No, two different people.
Okay.
So, yeah. Have you guys ever not had to show your teeth and shit? That's never
teeth
happened.
Or no teeth. Send us your passport
or
photos.
No teeth. No, not send us your passport photos.
Yeah, do it. I want to see.
Please, yeah. I want to see.
Let's send us it. Your IDs. Ted. Send us everything. Send us your school pics.
Send us your social.
Your ASB.
Send us your social if you're really
your credit
down.
Card.
Yeah, if you're really down, send us your credit card.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Do I have time to talk about these?
Oh my God, we're in an hour.
Toxic ladies, real quick, because yeah. But our stories are funny for. The toxic teas.
Just like do it.
No, I'll save it for next week.
Your story about the ladies?
Yeah, toxic work stories,
okay.
Ash.
Okay.
Toxic work bullies.
Oh, sick. Okay.
And specifically older women. They are scary.
Yeah, they're intense.
Okay. This week you decided we're going to choose each other's toxic traits.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
Well, apparently I said this early on when we were dating.
She said this like on the third day.
So what did I say?
You were like, you know what really...
I said, you know who are freaks?
Like, you know what really creeps me out?
That's what I said?
But it was something like that because ick wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And so it was like, you know what? Something that just like really like bugs the shit out of me. Like just like something that's like despicable. And I was like, oh my God, what? And I think it was because we were like... At the grocery store, like doing self checkout,
and so this, like that's a great know, example.
That's probably
freak.
Something we were fucking doing, and you're like, I cannot stand it when people click screens with their middle finger, and I instantly shriveled up inside. I shriveled up inside
because you do.
I do click things, but okay, Erin will
actually
like,
be like this.
No, I was just gonna say, Erin will be like, I'll be doing it. It's because your middle finger is just like naturally
like
longer.
This.
They can't see that or hear it. It's audio only.
Oh, I can't wait to make a clip.
They can't see your hand. You're blocking it with the phone.
They can see. Actually, they can see.
I'm dead.
Actually, they can see and
so
they
listen,
feel it.
Erin will literally like close her fist and then stick her middle finger out. And she'll be like, that's how you point. And it's like, no, I have like even both of my index finger. I don't know. It just like your middle finger is longer. So that's what hits.
It's called a pointer finger for a reason.
And I feel like a dork if I'm just like point, point, point.
With your pointer finger?
I think, honestly, it's because that's how my college coach pointed to shit.
With the pointer
finger?
He'd
be like, yeah, remember he had long-ass fingers.
Yeah.
He looked like E.T.
So you specifically pointed with your middle finger?
I don't know. I feel like, okay, I think I have better aim with my middle finger.
Better aim?
It's something about that.
But
it's more on balance.
No, and so now I make fun of you and I'd be like purposely like swiping up my Instagram
no,
in front of her.
No, it's fucking annoying. Like this. It's annoying. She's like.
Honestly, though, now it's become so fun to
it
make
feels,
fun of you that
it feels
way.
Natural.
I'll be or the other day we were at dinner and I reached across the menu and I pointed. I was like, "Don't you think that looks good?"
Like, I don't do that.
No, you're a freak.
No, but I do tap like screens with my middle finger sometimes.
People who
most of the time, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think about it.
This isn't a dating ick; it's a people ick for me.
I know, and I think about it every time I do it. And so I finally told you on the flight. Home
yeah,
from Rome.
Like,
I was like,
not 10 years later.
Yeah, because I did something on, like, I think I was looking for, I'm literally going to do it with my middle finger right now. I was looking for the plane map flying back. I like to watch, the minutes like countdown.
Freak.
Yeah, no, it's like,
no, really, I actually do
it's
too.
Like bad behavior.
No, I do too.
And I didn't, and I was like, hey, I have to get something on my chest.
I was like, what?
I was just like, early on, you told me that, like, it was gross as fuck. For people who like tapped screens with their middle finger and like, and you were like, weird, but like you don't, so it's fine. And I was like, I literally do.
I know. I was like, you do?
And like, that might be my biggest win in life is you never noticed.
I didn't notice.
And that's a win.
You can hide a lot in the closet.
I was never in there.
You're a middle finger hider.
I was never in there. You were in that closet with a lot of other people, but not me.
No, you were hiding that middle finger pointing.
It was.
Write in and tell us if you point with your middle finger.
It's okay, but stop saying that. Nobody is out here pointing to shit with their middle finger. I'm tapping screens with my middle finger.
Oh my God, stop downplaying it. Tapping it's, screens.
It's different. I'm not like, hey, let's go over there. Like, hey, guy. Like, I'm not doing that.
Okay, the people that are like playing on their phone and swiping with their middle
tapping
finger.
Tapping on screens.
Yeah, same thing.
Because I'm thinking the airplane screen. I'm thinking the self-checkout machine.
The self-checkout. If you do, okay, fine. If you do self-checkout with your middle finger, tell
and
us.
And like, just be aware next time.
Yeah.
But more people are going to do it than anything.
I just like can't stress this enough how it's called your pointer finger.
And not your tapping finger. I do point with that finger.
Oh my God, a tapping finger. You're right.
I know. It's not that weird.
No, it is weird. And it looks sick. And but it feels weird.
Let's talk about your middle finger then.
No.
Okay.
That took me a second. I forgot about that. That like, was the funniest.
You look at your passport photo for a second. Like,
we need to post a picture of me and the fries.
And the fries. They're identical.
Yeah, no, Ashley was roasting me after that about how my middle fingers, which I guess you never noticed.
I didn't.
I'm not even going to hold them up. And now I'm self-conscious. My middle fingers really, they should go straight. Like,
slanted.
They sway.
They like French fry curl.
They curl out like to my pinky.
Not you having like, ew, not you having like curly hands. Curly finger fingers.
Curly fries.
Curly fry fingers. I'm going to find a picture of your fingers.
Like
right
if
now.
I'm doing a peace sign, they're going different ways.
No, it's so fucking funny. Curly fry fingers. Like, stop. I have to find a photo. It's going on right now.
Stop. Let me see what you're even Googling.
No, curly fry fingers. That's what I did.
What is curly fry fingers?
It's a lot of recipes.
Curly fingers.
Curly fry. I'll find it. Anyway.
Just Google crooked middle finger.
Oh, wow.
And see what comes up. What the?
That's cool.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, her middle finger is like fucking slanted.
No, both are.
Yeah, middle fingers are like slanted.
I wonder if that can be passed down to children. Hopefully not.
Oh, God.
I pray that doesn't.
Yeah, so she can't tap with her middle finger because it's slanted.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe so. I can't
because
I'd
be hitting the key next to it.
Maybe so.
I'd be going for two.
Your aim is not as good.
I'd be going for two, but it hits three.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, literally your aim is off.
Typing my phone number and it's like all the buttons next to it.
Exactly. Your aim is worse because you're slanted.
You know
what
though? I did fine playing piano growing up.
Oof.
So.
Maybe that's why your fingers are curved. Curly.
All I know is I was a good shooter. So like it worked.
Yeah. Something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is my trait, though. I do, my toxic trait is I do tap with my middle finger.
Yeah, let us know if you are, too. Freak.
I just don't think it's a big deal.
It's a freak.
Yeah, well, look at yours, so.
Okay, tell them my toxic trait that you said.
Okay.
I need to know if other people do this
or not. We need to know if this is normal or not normal. When you're watching TV, like at the end of the day, you're on the couch, you're watching TV, you know, with your sig or significant other or a sig.
Oh.
your sig other or a sig. A dart. Cigarette. A dart, if
watching
you will.
Watching TV with your cigarette.
Just TV and a dart. or like you're watching TV with someone and I'm always like, okay.
We're going to bed.
And then.
No, it's usually me saying, Ashley, we have to go to bed.
It's so fucking annoying. It's like.
And I don't want to.
It's like 8 o'clock at night and then I'm asleep first. So.
Literally.
I'll be like, okay, turn the she'll grab the remote. And like. It is so fucking insane to me that she just turns the TV off. She doesn't hit the pause button.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Like, I think that if you don't hit the pause button, when you turn that show back on the next time, it's going to be at the next show because it's just like playing.
And we had a fight about this one time. Yeah. And we went in and I showed you how it was in the exact same spot. And you still yell at me about it.
It's
like
unhinged.
You'll be like this. I'll turn it off. And you go, Aaron!
It's unhinged.
Oh, my God.
Okay, like
that's what you say. It's like that loud.
I hope our neighbors can fucking hear this shit.
Same.
No, I know they can.
And I say, Ashley, we've already gone over this. It goes to the same spot. You're weird.
And
you go, no, you're weird. Who just turns it off in the middle? And I'm like, Everyone?
I don't think people do that. I think they hit pause. But it does, in fact, just go to the same spot. But it's still, like, a really, like...
I'm actually really curious about this one, if people do pause or turn
it off. It's a really ruthless action. Just, like you don't fucking care. And I, like, that's... I think that's what hurts the most.
You don't care about what?
The show and where we are. Like, I'm trying to pause it right there. And furthermore, it's fucking annoying you make us pause in the middle of shows and go to bed anyway.
Well...
That's also a toxic trait of yours. So it's a double dipper.
I say this, Ashley, we can watch until the next commercial and then we have to get ready for bed.
It's so annoying.
And you better go get your ice cubes and prepare.
And so I go make the ice. I go put it in my bottle, bonnet on, and eye shades up.
I say, hey, just so you know, I'm giving you about 3 more minutes on this screen time.
No, it's fucking crazy how you treat me like a child.
And then you say, I don't want to. That's what you say. But then meanwhile, you're sleeping on the couch anyway and you've missed the whole show. You always are sleeping. No,
I'm so sick of you calling me a lazy piece of shit this episode.
No.
Like, I'm never sleeping. I do pick up after myself. She's being crazy, guys.
No, just because you just fall asleep.
I took one nap yesterday and, like, the world is
shattering. You always shut your eyes. I'm like, Ash, do you want to go to bed? And you're like, well, I'm watching.
I am watching. And people will, they'll understand that.
You said, I'm watching.
Good day, sir. I am watching. I'm listening. I think that's
what you say. You say, I'm just resting. I'm resting my eyes, but I'm listening. And I'm like, you're snoring.
I'm still listening. I'm still listening.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And so let us know if you
tap with your middle finger.
If you tap with your middle finger and you pause before you turn it off, because it's all weird.
I think if you don't pause, you just, like, don't care.
Oh, my God. That's it's always me not caring about shit.
Oh, well. Interesting.
And you know what? I don't care.
That's fucked up. What's your tea for the week?
Where's that bruise on your leg from?
I think paddleboarding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty tender.
Yikes.
It's pretty big and it's like a bump.
Yikes.
But go on. What's your tea for the week?
Okay. Mayor in Mexico marries alligator-like reptile who he calls Princess Girl.
What the f... No, wait. He literally married an alligator.
I have to read it to you.
He's a mayor?
I have to read it to you.
No.
A mayor in southern Mexico, Victor Hugo Sosa, married a female caiman reptile named Alicia Adriana, symbolizing an ancestral ritual believed to bring prosperity to his people in a unique and traditional ceremony. The longstanding practice dated back 230 years commemorates the reconciliation between the indigenous Chantal and Huav communities. Sorry if that spelling's wrong. The reptile, locally known as Princess Girl, is regarded with great reverence and represents the Huav princess.
Honestly, it's beautiful. He did it for the people.
This is my favorite picture. I have to post this.
No.
But the alligator is wearing a dress and like a veil and flowers and...
She looks like a princess.
I have to read you some of the comments. Okay. I'm not trying to be insensitive to this.
No, it's a beautiful...
It's not me saying these comments. Yeah, just know that.
It's beautiful. Go ahead.
Okay, some of these are so dumb. After the man cheats, I think we'll be able to witness the real crocodile tears.
Stop it!
I thought this would happen in Florida before Mexico.
Yeah.
Looks like princess's right to speech has already been taken away. Sad face.
Oh, because she had the thing around her little snapper?
They said... Yeah, her mouth was tied. Remove the rope. Let the alligator speak to her husband. Untie her mouth to check whether she loves him or not. Did he take consent from alligator to marry it?
Facts.
And women still get muzzled by men.
That's true. That is true.
If this is your princess, why you lock her mouth?
In the fewest words possible.
If you truly love her, set her free. Okay, I'll stop.
People are unwell, but also funny.
No,
that is a weird
she's
thing,
so cute.
But that's beautiful if he's doing it for the people.
No, she's actually really cute. Look at her. Look
she
at her
is
feet.
Cute. Of course she's cute.
I really like her in her dress though. Like
yeah,
that top
no,
picture.
She's beautiful. The muzzle
she's
could
a good
could go for me, but I understand why it's on at the same time.
She's like a good size though.
She's a medium sized croc.
Yeah.
Or alligator?
Alligator.
Alligator, excuse me. Girl. Princess girl.
Princess girl. Wow. Okay, what's yours?
I hope
yours?
That was their song.
What song is that again?
It sounds like like Baby Bash or Sean Paul, maybe?
No, no, no. It's like
Princess Girl.
Pearls. What is that song?
Not Akon?
No, Ashley. It's like a
I'm pretty bad at music.
Song. It's like
every the three people I named are old. What is the song?
Island.
Is that it? Island Girl?
Is that what they say?
Island Girl.
No, no, no. What is the song?
I'm looking.
Girl.
That's really not it.
I don't even know what to look up.
It's definitely not by it.
Wait, is this it? Hold on.
That's the one I pulled up. I don't think so. No.
That's it.
No, stop that.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to.
Erin never knows how to stop the sound on her phone.
Sun's a girl. You guys know the song.
Yeah, it's not. It's not Elton John though. Like fuck.
Brown-eyed girl.
That's it. That's it. Elton John looks creepy in that picture.
Wait, who sings that song? Van Morrison. Wait, is that the song?
I don't know.
No, that's Brown-eyed girl.
Okay, whatever.
I gotta stop. I'm like so annoying. It. I'm so annoying.
I'm fucking past it. Okay, my tea for the week.
I don't know if it's Brown-eyed girl. I take it back.
We're not committing. The White House released a report showing that it could be open to blocking sunlight from Earth's surface to slow global warming. And if that's the case,
just in the U.S.?
I don't know. I mean, that's what it's regarding. I don't know. Let me just read the full thing.
Okay.
Excuse me. On Friday, the White House released a Congress-ordered report on blocking sunlight from the Earth's surface to limit global warming. So no, not just the U.S. And I honestly think people are going to say that was like, of course, not just the U.S. You know what I mean?
Though I thought that's what you said is like the U.S. just said that. That's why I was like, just the U.S.?
No, I think that would be impossible.
It would be.
Unless we put little shades up.
Unless we put
like
a dome over us.
Yeah. Truman Show. The 44-page report, like there are people that are getting paid full-time salaries writing up dumb shit like this, respectfully.
We're
I'll stop interrupting. Anyway, the 44-page report explores ways to use solar radiation modification to reduce heat. This, experts say, could be achieved by increasing the amount of aerosols in the stratosphere or artificially increasing cloud cover. Some outlets, including the Daily Mail, reported that the Biden administration backed a plan to implement solar radiation modification. The White House said in the report that it is not changing its climate strategy. And somebody, let me see what the comments say, actually.
Wait, hold on. So basically we're like, okay, the Earth is warming up. Maybe we should do something about it. Like maybe we should stop taking private jets everywhere, or maybe we should, you know,
like we're literally
watch carbon emissions, like cut back on eating beef in our production. And then we're like, and then the U.S. is like, no, let's just block the sun. Seems like a Band-Aid.
Somebody said just put a tarp over it.
Literally, it's a Band-Aid.
Somebody said we literally need sunlight for our health. And that's facts.
This is our one listener's greatest hope.
We'll do anything except actually try not to pollute more.
Right. Like, there's so many other things that we could do, but we just are like, nah.
Anything but to do what we should do. Laughing my ass off. They don't want you experiencing sunlight. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't care about climate change. They want to keep you dependent on the system, depressed and unhealthy. And honestly, if they take away the sun, that's the world as we know it.
I might go down to the submarine.
So we're just tossing out the giant ice cube in the ocean idea?
Literally.
And that's facts.
Wow. I have no comment because that, you know, you guys know what that would mean for me.
No, like
not well.
I don't know. I've just like seen that they're doing studies of Mars and like it looks sunny there to me.
Did you hear those conspiracy theories how the billionaires are creating like life a different Mars world and they're all going to that?
It's crazy.
I know.
Wouldn't surprise me though.
Me neither. Anyway, let's wrap it up.
That's all I had this week. So,
okay. Write us toxicitypodcast@gmail.com. DM
us. Let us know what's going on.
Let us know the tea. Give us your summer tea. Follow us on Instagram.
And TikTok.
And share with your friends.
Yeah.
We want to know your friends. We want to know your friends.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys for listening. It's always a pleasure.
We need to know if your friends are middle finger pointers.
Tappers. Nobody points with their middle finger. That is fucking weird.
Sure.
Oh my God. She's lost it. She has fucking lost it. Like, I'm pointing at everything with my middle finger for now, and I hope it embarrasses you.
I do it to you now, and it's fun.
It is fun.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you. We hope you guys have a good 4th. Stay safe.
Have a blessed 4th. Keep your hands.
Keep your hands. Pop those poppers. And live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love, you chug monsters. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao, ciao. Bye.